Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so yesterday.
You're darn right we are.
There were a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to see something that they rarely see.
And that is?
They gathered around.
Mm-hmm.
They looked.
They took days off.
They looked. And I'll be damned, they saw it.
Mm-hmm.
The Houston Astros bats made a rare appearance when they were needed the most. Now, I know it's early.
Oh,
can I
it?
Say this? Can
is
I say it? This? Am I okay?
Is it early?
Can I say this, Figgy? It's early. Can I say this?
Did they win?
Can I say that? Yes, they won. Can I say this?
So, no, you can't say that.
I got to say
it. Astros bat, baby.
No, I got to say this, okay? Mm-hmm. That was a resilient dub yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That was as resilient as you can be. Now, in fairness, sometimes we'll react the other way and we'll be told it's early. So I know it's early. But yesterday, you get dealt a punch to the junk as Framber Valdez
mm-hmm.
is out. Some Jamoke comes in and can only get one out. I honestly think.
Who was that?
I don't want to. Let me say this. I know some people are being very courteous to him, and I'm not a I could do this
yeah.
guy like with professional athletes. I think I could do what he did. I could get
give
one out.
Five runs.
I could get one out and give out less than him. Because if you're just like tossing it up there, chances are someone will get under it because they'll try to hit it out of the park.
Yeah.
Because it'll be such a
meatball.
And you're
throwing it 60 miles an hour.
So I honestly think I could do what he did.
Yeah, you probably could.
100% could do what he did.
Well, Joe Espada said it might have been a good matchup for him.
I heard that. I don't respect Joe Espada's scouting reports.
Exactly.
That's beside the point.
All right.
So he gets one out, five runs. In comes the bullpen. Bullpen that we had high hopes for. Bullpen has not been that good. What does the bullpen do? 8 2/3 of scoreless baseball.
Yes, sir.
What does the offense do? 8 unanswered runs. And the Houston Astros yesterday, early. Did I say it? Early in the season.
It is early in the season.
They get a dub that they needed, and all those idiots up there that decided to pay $20 for Whataburger in the
home.
Stands. They had to watch the Houston Astros get the dub.
They went home with onion breath.
Resilient win yesterday.
I think that was
resilience. Yeah,
only three series, of course, but I think it's safe.
1-1-1, by the way.
Yeah, 1-1-1.
One series at a time. 1-1-1 is the record in series.
Yeah. But even that it's only three series, I think it's safe to say that was the best Astros win of the year.
Oh, easily.
Because first
what
of all.
What about the no-no?
No, it was a better game. It was a better win.
But that was the first win of the year, though.
This was the best win of the year.
This is a hot take.
Let me explain it.
Oh, my gosh.
This was not flukish, like one player having an otherworldly performance.
All right, there's the fire.
You know what I mean?
There's the
like,
fire.
That was
like I'm looking at an eclipse.
Well, here we go.
The fire coming out of that basketball.
Here's why. Because Ronel Blanco was spectacular. That means they won the game because of Ronel Blanco. They won this game because of everyone. That's why this was the best win of the year.
And they probably shouldn't have.
That's number one. Number two, it was a comeback win. So it kind of felt like these were the Astros we've known in the past. You know, unscathed, undeterred. They come back. By the way, the best hitter on the planet, arguably, did his thing. That would be Yordan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. the bullpen, you mentioned that, got it done. There were some crooked numbers on the scoreboard. That's the Astros we know.
Crooked numbers. Can we get rid of that?
Yeah, that's an old one, but
say some big numbers.
Forgive me for that. Multi-runs, innings, whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, altogether, when you look at the big picture, that was the best win of the year for the Astros. It wasn't flukish. It was just everyone.
It was resilient.
Yeah, and resilient.
It was extremely resilient.
Yeah, that's the good news.
That was big, man. Early. Gotcha, early. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But now you got the Kansas City Royals, and you're kind of setting yourself up now. You got to creep back up to 500. You got to crawl before you walk, one series at a time. 1-1-1 is the series record. I've committed myself personally to just counting series, one series at a time. Now the Royals, 6-4 ball club right now. They're playing some pretty average baseball.
Figgy, it's early, right?
It's early.
But. I feel like this one series at a time thing is going to grate on my nerves over the course of the
year.
It
is what it is, buddy.
Figgy, how do you feel about this?
It's going to...
Hey, it is what it is, man. That's where we are now.
It's a compromise, bud.
I feel like I'm going to get tired of the one series at a time.
You know what I get tired of? I get tired of telling it's early anytime, being told it's early anytime there's baseball. So I'm respecting what people are saying,
right.
And I'm compromising.
All right.
And I'm cutting it in half.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cut it into football seasons, and I'm going to cut it into series.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to do. 10 games equals one game on the football scale, so you can react to that and then the series.
Yeah.
Just don't lose series. They got to stack them up, man.
They do, but that was a good place to start.
That was nice. They say they avoided losing the series to the Rangers, and the bullpen was a massive, massive part of that. By the way, this was Joe Espada on Blair.
What was his name?
Before the game.
Blair something?
I don't care. Mr. One Out. Mr. One Out is what his name is.
Okay.
Quote, I think his stuff will play well against this lineup.
I saw that.
I think he throws strikes. His sinker and sweeper are two pitches that can be effective against this lineup. We're looking for him to compete and give us a chance to win. And I think he can do that. Let's see. Blair Henley. One-third of an inning, 5 runs, 4 hits, 3 walks. There was a lot of like sympathy for this guy. Well, one out?
Yeah.
You actually kind of have an advantage. I know you're going against one of the best lineups. They've never seen you, sir.
Mm-hmm. That's usually the case.
Yeah, they've never seen you, sir. It happens a lot. They surprise you.
Yeah.
One out? Come on, bud.
That's ridiculous.
5 runs, 4 hits, 3 walks. I do think that might have a shot to be able to get one out before I give up 5 runs on 4 hits.
Oh, I think you would.
I just have to get the out. I'm not striking anyone out.
Throw it underhand.
Yeah, we'll just see what you got, and then the defense behind me will take care of it. I'm not walking anybody.
No, just get it in the box. Just get it in the box. 8 2/3 of relief work that was absolutely stellar. That was the story right there. The Astros haven't done, according to Brian McTaggart anyway, haven't done anything like that since 1974.
Well, yeah, they haven't had that many scoreless innings of relief since 1974.
It's incredible.
Now, they had that marathon game with the Mariners, but that was extras.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Yep, yeah. that was
2 years ago.
That was a good game. That was a wild. That was a wild one.
That was a long ball game. Meanwhile, in the world of sports, I think it was like midnight when the game started.
Dude, okay, go ahead.
The UConn Huskies win the national championship, and they do so in dominant fashion. The largest point differential of all time. You want to talk about dominance? UConn had a 23.3-point margin of victory. They are 12-0 in the tournament the last 2 years, and they've won every game by double digits. They have the third highest margin of victory last year, which was 20. So their margin of victory in the tournament is over 20 points in the last 2 years. Sprinkle in North Carolina 2009. They had a 20.2-point differential. But UConn wins the national title. UConn hoist the trophy. No Jim Nance at the postgame ceremony.
Yes.
So it was Ernie Johnson. So I guess the rumors of that were false. But the UConn Huskies, they dominate. They do so on TBS, TNT.
Yeah.
And they do so.
What was on TNT?
Game, too. They put both.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Here's the thing. Like, the women's ratings were high. ESPN does nothing to push the men's tournament.
No.
It's not even on their homepage. They have lacrosse over it.
Well, I didn't see that, but it's not.
They have everything on their homepage. They don't even mention the men's tournament.
You know what I'm mad about, though? That game was right in my wheelhouse. Like, to watch it as a fan.
What do you mean in your wheelhouse?
Like, I like the college basketball X's and O's. You guys know that.
Oh, wow.
And what?
I didn't know that.
What? Yeah, you
learned something new every day.
Yes, you did.
There you go. Nice to meet you, man. You X's and O's guys here
in college basketball.
College basketball X and O guy.
You knew that. And that was beautiful to watch what Hurley was doing with letting Edie score, limiting the three-pointers. I think they only had 7 three-point attempts, the Purdue, which was ridiculous. It was beautiful for me. It was great watching it.
Yeah.
And I went to bed early.
Yeah, well, that's not surprising.
Because, like, what are we doing, man? Like, first of all,
you got to stay up late. You got to tough it out.
I tried.
Yeah.
I tried.
I'm actually embarrassed that you admitted that.
No, I'm honest on this show.
That's kind of sad.
That game was perfect
that's
for me.
That's being lazy.
No, it's not. It's
that's
being tired.
That's laziness right there.
It's being tired and sleepy.
That's just taking advantage.
No.
What if they'd come back? I'm supposed to sit here to someone who didn't watch the game and pretend?
Like they were going to come back?
Look at this guy, man.
Yeah.
What are we doing? No pride in his craft.
My pride is in my...
Just faking it and coasting it.
My pride...
He's going to come in here, with 15 minutes left, I really thought the timeout in the second half was really good. He's watching SportsCenter the next morning with a notepad taking notes on what everyone's saying. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I'm not ashamed.
Get behind
all
that microphone and say you didn't watch the game.
I'm not ashamed. Slime at
ball.
All. I'm not ashamed at all. In fact, I hung in there till about, I think it was a little under 6 minutes when I said, all right. But the thing is, like, that was too good a game for me to go to bed early. And then I did because it was a romp.
I think the assing was appealing, though.
It was dominance? That's what I'm saying. It was beautiful for me to watch.
I mean, I just, you know.
The way they were playing.
As a watcher, I just thought the way that UConn would bleed down the shot clock at the end and still find a way to get a good shot. The way that they broke the press, it was just perfect. That secondary pass was right there.
See,
the guy was making himself
like
available.
Me.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I enjoyed watching that. Like, because Iowa cut it to 10, I think, with like 3 minutes or whatever. They cut it to 12 at one point. But UConn, man, they know how to. There's a problem with kids these days when they play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Is it's either 100 miles per hour, wild assery, where there's no chance at running efficient offense, or it's just too slow to where you don't get the shot off at the right time. I don't know what Hurley does. I don't know if it's just about the players, but for whatever reason, this dude, and I think the final 2 minutes, there was a possession where they broke the press. They got it out. Dude's dribbling around. He doesn't even really attack till 10, but even when he's dribbling, he's kind of got the guy on his toes.
Yeah.
He throws it to the corner. Dude in the corner takes two dribbles. He throws it in the paint to the dude. Dude with, like, the baby hook, and they got it off with, like, one on the shot clock, and it was just perfect execution. Yeah. I don't know what UConn does, but, man, it's just beautiful the way they execute.
See, now you're talking like me. That's what I'm saying. That's what was frustrating. I love that stuff. And I love watching it, how they operate and all
Mr.
that.
Mr. Bedtime?
Yeah, I did. And so that's why I was like, okay, I'm just going to go to bed. But it's a shame that they started that late. East Coast team as well. So
it didn't bother them.
It didn't bother them.
Yeah, it didn't seem to bother the East Coast squad.
Do you think the women's ratings will be higher than the men's game?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because ESPN actually pushes it. And I don't know what's going on TBS.
Mm-hmm.
Like TBS, I go there to watch Saved by the Bell reruns.
Yeah.
Something like that,
mm-hmm.
or Seinfeld reruns or something. So, yeah, ESPN, they don't put it on their site. Literally, when the game was on, you had to click on NCAA basketball to see the scoreboard. It's not even on their site. So, yeah, I think it gets a little bit more push. I obviously think there was some star power, but, yeah, I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
TBS?
Yeah.
Come on, what are we doing?
That'd be pretty incredible.
Can we figure something out there?
Well, I mean, what are we
doing?
It's
got talk to turn the sports about that.
I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah.
By the way, True TV, I've not gotten used to that. When they first put it on there, I was like, what is that? What is True TV?
It's growing, man.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, True TV.
When's the last time you watched True TV without the tournament?
Without the tournament, I
can't
remember. What come
on, True TV?
No, all I'm saying, I told you this a couple of weeks ago. Like, they're really emphasizing sports. They're picking up some other sports that they're going to be carrying and stuff. No, look it up. True TV is really...
That's kind of every network
but
now.
They're really committing to
a lot HBO Max
like
had the games
okay,
on.
They got they got a lot of impractical jokers. It seems like it's basically just Impractical Jokers, World's Dumbest. Yeah, that's pretty much what they do. It's basically the Impractical Jokers Network. No lie.
That's like MTV and Ridiculousness.
Man... Ridiculousness is good, but is it all day good?
It's all, man.
Is it all day good? Like, is it you can watch it multiple times good? I just don't know about all that.
Yeah.
Man.
Here's the story I read. The sports schedule will consist of simulcasts of NHL, MLB, and NBA game. The major media company intends to create a nightly sports block for True TV.
Good.
Yeah, so there it's going to be growing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Need some comp, man.
Yeah.
I was definitely figuring it out, but yeah, we'll see how that went. So you had that going down yesterday. You had the Astros, bats erupting. Also had a little clarification on something we spoke on yesterday, the Tavondre Sweat situation where he got arrested. Bit popular name with the Texans. So I guess he was booked because the text I got showed 212 with the information.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically like the official thing. I guess he was pulled over at 4 a.m.
Yeah, it was early.
And there was a wreck, and the other person left, and he was booked at 2.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. So he was not brunching. He was not. Yesterday I was on the locker room stream, and someone said, and this was, I guess, talking about the initial reports, which were that you know he got arrested at 2 and all that. Someone was saying, "What are you doing getting drunk on a Sunday at 1? And I was like, "What?
Who doesn't?
Have you ever been in college? Have you ever heard of a Sunday Funday? You that is even, the best time to get drunk.
Ain't even just a college thing.
No,
man.
It's
are
not
you
a college
kidding
thing.
Me?
Have you ever been on any girl's Instagram?
There is nothing better than getting drunk on a Sunday and then you go to bed at like 7 and you just wake up after like 12 hours and go to work and you're feeling like fresh. Yeah. Like
try to go to one of these restaurants on a Sunday, man. Number brunch.
Yeah.
Brunch and mimosas.
You're out all night on Saturday. You wake up. You pop open a beer to keep the hair on the dog. You drink it in the shower. Yep. And then you go out. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Who doesn't get drunk on a Saturday at 1? My God. Name a better time, quite honestly.
Good
that's
Lord.
A thing. And maybe it's just me, but it seems like women really love to put their Sunday drinking on Instagram. Champagne.
Oh, yeah, because you feel civilized. And it's always always chaps.
Yeah.
Chaps. The verdict that I came across yesterday, and there were a few hundred weighing in on it, is I don't think There's a small portion, I think, of people who would just dismiss T'Vondre Sweat. Mm-hmm. And there's obviously both angles of this where you think he's such an idiot that he got, you know, busted 20 days before the draft. Or you think maybe this is like something that wakes him up. Like there's a balance there. But I think a small portion say don't draft him at all. And then I think there's another portion that says, oh, maybe that second round pick.
Yeah.
And then there's a large portion that says, hey, if he's there in the third, that's a no-brainer. So I would say, like, if we're just talking about the Texans draft picks and we're saying the top three, 1, 2, 3, mm-hmm. I would say it's probably about 2-6, 2-7 as to where people would be willing to draft Sweat, like in that range of but where the about, Texans
see,
are drafting.
I think more people would be willing to draft him. They just don't want to say it out loud.
No, everyone's fine. No, they're going in depth on it.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a portion that would take him no matter what in the second. But I think there's some people who say, okay, with the second or the third. But the third seems to be where people are like, all right,
yeah.
Got it. I can dismiss my anger for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how it goes. The Astros, shout out to them. Big dub. On to Kansas City, though. On to Kansas City. Astros got to figure out their stuff. By the way, have you taken care of what you need to take care of around here?
Me?
You.
What do I need to take care of around here?
Figgy, have you taken care of what you need to take care of around here?
I think so.
Okay. Just making sure, man.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't want to sneak up on you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you got to change your password in 2 days.
Oh, no. Mine, I already did it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't wait till last minute?
No, that depends on who it is. Like, your password reset is different than mine.
Well, yeah, that's because you probably do it, like, proactively.
Yeah, it depends when you do it.
See, I got to max it out. It's almost like
you go to the last day.
Worth. It's like getting your money's worth.
Like running on E?
Yeah, I don't want to, like, if they give me a 10-day warning, like, you make me change my password ever so often, so I don't want to waste 10 days.
Well, you're not wasting
it. I got a 10-day window.
You're going to have another.
But you got to get the most
bizarre thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're going to make me have it for 90 days, why would I only want it for 80? I got to maximize the time.
You're not going to lose the credit or something?
You're not losing your email.
I mean, this password is going to be back in 2 years, man.
But if you do it 10 days before.
Got a rotation going here.
If you do it 10 days before or 1 day before, you're still going to have the same email. Nothing's going to change.
Yeah, but the password. I'm going to have to change my password, the finger memory and all that. I got to maximize it.
That's bizarre.
Got to max it, man.
That is absolutely bizarre.
Did you change yours? You got to.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we got some wasters.
Do you run on
here.
E?
We got some wasters here. On gas?
If it says 50 miles till empty, how many more miles are you going to drive?
Oh, I roll on E, yeah.
I don't go more than like 5. I got to take the next exit.
Yeah, I roll on E. Yeah.
Figgy?
Yeah, I get to about 30 miles.
Nah, I
30
get
miles, then.
It would drive me nuts.
Okay.
It would drive me nuts.
Landry Locker, the pocket protector wearing John Lopez here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up. Nick Caserio, is he really developing a reputation in front of us, or is this just a phase? Let's cuss and discuss next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.